Have you ever had a bad homeschool day? It's kind of a silly question, right? Well, let's face it. We all have bad days, and there is absolutely no shame in admitting that you've had bad days. You had bad days even before you began homeschooling. You had bad days before you even had children, before you even got married. So why do we think that it's going to be any different once we start homeschooling? Inevitably, you're going to have some bad days. Maybe this is your first day of homeschooling and you can't imagine such a thing. Well, it's going to happen. What you do with that bad day is really what matters. Today, I'm going to share my system with you of what to do on a bad day. And I promise that this system is simple and doable. Welcome to Little by Little Homeschool Podcast, where you'll learn tips and strategies that will empower you to home educate your children. I'm Lee Nguyen, a homeschool mom of over 12 years, which includes two graduates. When I started homeschooling, I was pretty much on my own and was desperate for encouragement and help. My mission is to be a source of encouragement and help to you. Whether you are just beginning your homeschool journey or you're deep into the homeschool lifestyle, Little by Little Homeschool wants to help you stay the course, because all the time you are investing into your children is completely worth it. If you're ready to take your homeschool to new levels, keep listening. What can cause a bad day? Well, any number of things, and I'm sure you can rattle off a bunch, but I'm going to name some right here so that you can put your finger on some certain days and say, yeah, that's probably why the day was bad. So here we go. There's going to be more than just these reasons, but I think a lot can fall under some of these categories. Well, there could be a bad day because of lack of sleep. Maybe it's your lack of sleep of the kids, lack of sleep of everybody in the house. Maybe there's been some sickness. There's some unfeeling of unwellness. You're not feeling good. Maybe it's you, kids. Again, maybe it's everybody. It could be because of relationships with others, maybe friends, family, neighbors, things that are strained right now within your heart because of a relationship. Maybe it's a messy house. Maybe it's because of missed expectations. Maybe it's because you're feeling overwhelmed. It could also just be you're having a bad day because it's just one thing after another. It could be because of your kids' antics and the acting up and the behavior and just the constant redirecting and discipline and discipleship. It could be a bad day because of math lessons. It could become a bad day because of hunger. I will admit to you, I have had my fair share of bad days and too many days that I had to apologize to my kids over the years of our homeschooling. Now that I have teen boys, they think it's funny to retell some of the stories of mom freaking out. And I actually don't think it's funny because I feel bad at this point and I apologize again. And they're like, nah, it's okay, mom. It's all right. But I wish that I had this system that I'm going to share with you in just a moment so much earlier. And I use it now. But now that my kids are older and I've put in that time of discipleship and discipline and building their character and giving them a biblical worldview, my bad days are few and far between. And you most likely are in the trenches of having to do all of those things, working on their biblical worldview, discipline, discipleship, character training, and just a lot of life skills that you're putting in. And therefore, bad days seem to happen a little bit more often. And I'm here to tell you that down the road, all of that time is worth it. It's worth it right now, but you will see the fruit of that coming. So my bad days are a little bit few and far between, and I can pretty much almost immediately pinpoint why they're going bad. Just the other day, I started feeling like things are going downhill. And I recognized that I hadn't eaten enough food yet that morning. And I was like, okay, you are starting to get hangry. Zip the lips, walk away, go fill yourself up with some nourishing food, and was able to move that day around. And if I had this system that I'm going to talk to you right now, I know that it would have helped save my sanity and it would have helped me maintain better relationships with my kids. And just, I'm so thankful the Lord has worked through that and his grace and his mercy is new every morning. And my relationship with my kids is not any worse. We've talked through those things and I've apologized and I've admitted those things to them. And I think that's super important to do as parents. It's very humbling. So let's dive into my system right now. I've broken this system down into four steps. After the four steps, I have a big bonus for you. And it's going to be one that sometimes is going to cut straight to our heart. I know that it does for me. And so be prepared for that. So let's talk through these four steps. The first step is to recognize that you're having a bad day before it gets worse. Let's stop the bad day at the bad day instead of the worst or the most terrible day ever. Recognize it. See that things are going downhill. And again, it could be because of any one of those reasons that I mentioned earlier, or it could be a combination of those, or it could be something else besides that. Those things that I mentioned is not the exhaustive list. There's a lot of other reasons why the day could be bad. Most of the time, it's a combination of those things. I can see and look back and say, well, it was probably because of lack of sleep. It was probably because of hunger, and it was probably because of missed expectations. It could have been, then you add in some math lessons, you add in some frustration of kids and maybe not having enough free time to play, and me also maybe just coming down on them a little bit too hard with things. But step one is to recognize it. There's no changes that can happen in a situation that if you don't recognize it, if you don't call yourself out and say, this is a bad day. And it doesn't mean that you have to say to your kids, this is a bad day. But it's you saying, wow, things are kind of spiraling out of control and things are going down the tubes and not a good tube. So recognize before the day gets worse is step one. Admit it to yourself. Don't wait to the end of the day and look back and say, that was a bad day. No, recognize it as you're in it. The more that you recognize that you are in it, and the more often you do this, the earlier you'll begin to recognize it. In the beginning, as you start to do this, you might not recognize it until the end of the day or very end of the day, you're climbing into bed. Or you might recognize it when your husband comes home and you admit to him that it was a bad day. Or you start recognizing it then a little bit earlier and a little bit earlier. And maybe by lunchtime, you're like, okay, it was a bad day so far. We did not do well with our homeschool. Hopefully, the goal here is that you begin to recognize it earlier, and maybe it starts going downhill at 8 a.m. and you start to recognize it pretty soon afterwards, then you can be able to turn things around. And so that is the goal, is that you begin to recognize it sooner. And don't beat yourself up if you're not recognizing the bad day and not admitting to the bad day until the end of the day. Do it though, still. Don't ignore it. Recognize and say, this was a bad day, whether it's just to yourself, in your heart, whether it's out loud, whether it's saying it to your husband, whether it's talking to your mom or a good friend or a sister, just admitting it was a bad day. The more that you do that, the sooner you'll start to recognize that it's a bad day. Therefore, we can make things turn around. The second step. So now you recognize it, and hopefully you've gotten to the point where you're recognizing it while you're in the midst of it, or it is just beginning. But you recognize it, and there's a couple different options here. Stop. You can step away. You can sit down. You can take a moment. Don't continue. If you notice that the day is going bad, and maybe possibly it's like me, like I mentioned earlier, I was getting hangry and words were about to come out of my mouth and in a tone that was not going to be very grace-filled. It was not going to be very loving. It was not going to be very kind. And the people around me did not deserve that. They were going about their business, doing what they were supposed to be doing, and it was me. It was a problem that I was having. So stop. Recognize it first. Stop and say, I am having a bad day. Okay. Or overall, my family, everything, things are not going well. So stop. At that moment, and it really depends upon the situation, you might need to step away. You might need to go into another room. Now, this also depends upon the age of your children. Can you walk away and leave them alone for a little bit? Are they okay? If you have a little baby, you might not be able to walk away. Maybe you need to take them with you. Maybe they are okay to put into a pack and play. I don't know. Do people still use those? Or into their crib for a few minutes with a toy and you can get away for 1 to 2 minutes if that's all that it takes, and that's okay. But step away if you can. Maybe you can't step away. Maybe the best thing for you to do is just to sit down, just exactly where you are and sit down. But either way, take a moment. Sit there. You might just sit there with your hands folded and your eyes closed. And the first time you do that, your kids are probably going to be like, what's going on? They might carry on. They might start fooling around even more. And they'll eventually, the more that you do this, they'll start to recognize it. And this is one of the beauties of homeschooling, is that children really get to know their mother. And they can recognize, my kids now, they can definitely recognize when mom is starting to feel, you know, like, okay, things are not going well here. They can kind of sense it. I feel like there's like a fifth sense that children and moms be able to connect in a different way because of all the time we get to spend together. But there were times I remember just sitting, just stopping and sitting and just folding my hands, closing my eyes. And I would then feel a little body next to me and maybe a little hand squeezing their hands into my folded hands. And it would just kind of become a thing. And sometimes you might say, Mommy just needs to pray right now. Will you pray with me? And maybe you pray out loud. Maybe they pray out loud. Maybe you just pray quietly, but just stopping and just taking a moment. And maybe you stop and you sit down and you take a moment, you close your eyes and they start swinging from the chandelier. Well, then at some point you just kind of have to be like, you know what? I can pray in the midst of the chaos, but it's just stopping and stepping away so that the bad day does not continue, because you need to get yourself into a place. You're like, take a deep breath. So then we can then make some changes to the day, because we don't want to continue with this bad day. If you recognize it's a bad day and you don't do anything about it, then at the end of the day, it's still going to be a bad day. And the goal is to turn things around. And the goal is to begin to turn things around earlier and earlier in a bad day. So step one is to recognize that you're having a bad day before it gets worse. Step two is to stop, step away, sit down. Take a moment. Maybe that moment is 1 minute. Maybe that moment is 5 minutes. Maybe that moment is 10 minutes. Maybe that moment is 15 minutes. You might say, kids, Mom needs 15 minutes. And you just walk away. It's okay. They probably aren't going to burn the house down in that amount of time. Then they'll probably be okay. Maybe you'll come back and they might still be sitting there working on their stuff, or they might have gone off and played. It's all right. We're going to redirect things and get back on track. So the third thing then is to give some space. So you've maybe walked into your room. You've walked into another room. You've just kind of given some space to the day. Maybe you say to the kids, guys, why don't you go into your rooms and just play for a little bit? I don't know of any child who is going to say, no, I still want to do my math work. Now, you might have one of those, but most kids are going to say, okay. And they are going to get up and they're going to go run to the room and they're going to go and play. Now, it might be hard to redirect them to get them back, but that is, I honestly think it's worth it at that point to say, it's okay. If we're going to have a little bit of drama to get them back, it is better for that than for the bad day to continue and for things to get even worse. So give some space. Maybe that is some time for them to play. Maybe you put on some worship music or just some quiet music just to kind of resettle everybody's nervous system. Maybe it means that some of you all or all of you all just need to lay down for a few minutes. Maybe you need to close your eyes. Maybe it means it's just a quick little 15-minute nap while they get maybe a little bit of screen time, or they are okay to play in their rooms quietly by themselves. I have been known to just take a quick 15-minute nap. Now, when my kids were young, I think I took a nap almost every single day. But even now, once in a while, I'll just say, I need a little bit of space. I just 15 minutes. And if I'm tired enough, I can fall asleep on the couch in the midst of everything that's going on. So step three is to give some space. Maybe that means they're going to play. Maybe that means they continue working on some of their independent work and you go take a little bit of space. Maybe it is doing something like playing music. Maybe it's just laying down. Step four is to change plans or to pick back up where you left off. And this really depends upon the personalities and everything, all the dynamics. And you're going to have to decide at that moment whether you're going to change plans or you're just going to pick back up where you left off. So changing plans, what could that look like? That could look like saying, you know what? We are done with our formal lessons. Everybody is in tears over this science lesson or this history lesson, or just there's just a lot going on and no one is very receptive. So we're just going to change plans and I'm going to go let them play. Maybe I'll find a movie and we'll make some popcorn and we'll sit and watch that movie just to give a little bit of space in our day and then tomorrow pick back up. Or you might say, you know what? We're going to take a few minutes. Everybody apart, and we're going to pick back up. Maybe it means picking back up after lunch and you take the rest of the morning. Say this happens at 10 a.m. and you just take the rest of the morning and say, you know, we're going to pick back up and we're just going to do some lessons after lunch. But in some seasons, that might not go over very well and you might just have to put off things until the next day. And you might be saying to yourself right now, what do you mean change plans or pick back up? I'm not even quite sure that I am doing what I need to be doing. I'm feeling completely off center with homeschool and I'm just picking random curriculum because I know I need them to do math and the tears you're talking about, Lee, that's happening quite often. And I'm so sorry to hear that because I know I do mention tears with math because it just seems to be a common thing, but it should not be happening a lot. If it's happening a lot, then there might be some adjustments that need to be made. Maybe you're just feeling right now just unclear as to why are you homeschooling and how can you do it in a way that is going to be super intentional. And that's what I want to encourage you to go over and check out Clarify Your Homeschool. I feel like I haven't mentioned that here in a while, but it's still there. It's still a program that is available for you to join over at clarifyyourhomeschool.com. And it's going to be the answers to your questions of, what do you mean change plans? I don't really have a plan. I don't have a routine. I don't know how to do this homeschool year, let alone next homeschool year. So you can go over and check that out. But step number four is to change plans or to pick back up. And it will depend on the season of life you're in, and it'll depend upon the day. It'll depend upon how bad of a day is it. Maybe it is just a day that is not redeemable, and that's okay. Sometimes those do happen. Now, here is the last bonus point that I want to make, and bonus point in a way that it might kind of like strike you here, because this is, I'm preaching to myself also right here. I want you to analyze if you are having more bad days than good days. And figure out, why are we having more bad days than we are having good days? Don't let the fact of you saying we're having a bad day, because sometimes we can say, I'm having a bad day, and I'm having a bad day, and I'm having a bad day, and day after day after day. And we're using that as an excuse not to carry through with our goals and to carry through with our vision for our homeschool and the character building and the discipleship and the discipline. We can just say, well, it's a bad day. I'll get to it tomorrow. Oh, today's a bad day. I'll get to it tomorrow. Don't let it become an excuse. Also, don't let bad days make you fall into a victim mindset of just saying, well, this is just how it's going to be. It's just going to be like this. There's always one thing after another. There's this drama and this drama and all these things that are continuing to happen to me. And yes, there are some times when things continue to happen to us, but it's what we do with that. Just like what we do with a bad day, that's what matters. When things are coming at us, when we just have one thing after another, and things that are not necessarily even something that you're causing, it's how we react and it's how we continue to live our life after those things happen that really is what counts. I want you to partner with God and to make plans to be consistent. Say, God, I am having problems being consistent. I am blaming these days on just saying that they're bad instead of doing what I need to do to turn these bad days around. So bad days are going to happen. But if you're finding that they happen just one day after another, or you're finding that bad days happen more times in a week than they don't happen, then there's something that needs to be looked at and figure out, why am I having bad days? It could be because you're completely unclear with your homeschool. It could be because routines are out of whack. Again, it could be because your house is a bit of a mess. It could be that meals aren't consistent. But we need to take some time to really sit down and analyze and think, why is my day being bad? Why is it being bad day after day after day? And then do the work that is required to turn those bad days around. Partner with God. Admit to him where you're falling short. He knows where you're falling short already. Admit to him and ask him to give you wisdom and to give you guidance as to how to turn those around. So really do analyze. I know sometimes that's hard to do, but I hope that this four-step system is something that you think about on those days. And I really hope and pray that your bad days are few and far between. But when you do have those bad days, use this four-step system and watch how the bad day turns around. And at the end of the day, you can say, you know what? The day went bad, but we redeemed it. And it did not end in a really bad day. It didn't end in a worse day. And it didn't affect my relationships with my kids. And as I mentioned earlier, if you are just feeling lost with your homeschool, whether you're just starting with homeschool, you're a couple years in, maybe you're 5 years in, 7, 8, 9, 10 years in, and you just are not feeling settled about your homeschool, you have questions about it every single day. You question what you're doing. You question, is this the right thing to do? Am I messing up my kids? Are they going to be prepared for the world? Then I want to encourage you to go check out Clarify Your Homeschool at clarifyyourhomeschool.com. But again, I hope and pray that your bad days are few and far between. But when they do happen, I really hope that this system helps you to make that turnaround. Have a good day, friend, and we'll see you back here real soon. Thank you for listening, friend. I'd love to connect with you more. You can find social media links in the show notes and share this episode with a friend who could use a boost to her homeschool. See you back here real soon.